or under the influence of drugs and one thing another. Often there's a sort of hanging on to something. It is almost fear of the unknown more than anything. But the resistance gets less and less and less once that reemergence begins, and you're right, it began days before, then it's just a matter of, in the most comfortable way, releasing resistance. And it doesn't matter how long it takes at all.
Good. Thank you.
Your mother is taking years.
Well, I thought she was sort of hanging on to outdo him, like she wanted to outlive him, even though she's been going downhill, living on the edge of life, I would say, for 5 years or more, where she has just petering out.
Well, what you'll discover do you know that when you hold someone as your object of attention, you activate within yourself aspects of them. So if you are focusing upon the most good feeling to you, aspects of your mother, then you can only do one of two things. You activate within her. Let's start again, because we really want you to hear this. So in all that everyone is living, and your mother too, she has created this vibrational escrow. And source energy is there. Law of attraction is responding to that. And she literally is being called there. In other words, that's what that being called home is. So she literally is being called there. So as you focus upon the very best of her, the wellest of her, the brightest of her, the clearest of her, then you begin to activate in yourself this part of her. And as she pays attention to you doing it, that begins to activate that part of her. And then one of two things happens. Either she moves to the best of her here, or she opens the vortex and the best of her comes to where she is right now. So when you focus upon the best of her, you either help her make her transition, which may very well be what's underway, or you help her to revive here in her physical form. And in either case, it's a glorious coming together of being and being, you see. But if you focus upon what's going wrong, if you fixate on what's falling apart, if you fixate on the discomfort that she is living, then you activate within yourself something far different from who you are. You activate within her what's happening here, not what's happening over here. And that, above all other things, is what causes people to hang around in a body that's not pleasing them and not getting any better. So the answer is an easy one, isn't it? It's not so easy to apply because, you know, we want to give you complete responsibility for how you behold your mother or anyone. But we want to say that your mother taught you how to behold her. In other words, every time she talks to you, she sort of trains you to think about her. You all do. You know those people who are uplifting and those people who are complainers. In other words, you train each other. You literally train the vibration. It takes a very strong person to be downstream all the time relative to all subjects. You have to practice it until it's just your nature, you see. So much so that when you hear someone complain, it just seems odd. It doesn't get your attention. And most important, you don't pay any attention to it because you know it's an off thought. It would be like if you were going to a buffet and someone told you, I ate that last night and I got really sick, and they told me it's the same stuff, so avoid it. You would pick around that tainted stuff. You would. You would not pile it on your plate and eat it anyway. And yet, often, you think thoughts that have the equivalent of that, or you'll join people in conversation that have the equivalent of that, because you want to be a kind and caring daughter. You don't want to seem aloof and apart. And that's what we hear from most people when we say, just focus upon the positive aspects. And they will often say, well, if I did that, my child or my mate or my mother would think that I had abandoned them because there's not much positive to see, Abraham. And if I focus only on the positive, I'll sort of be missing from them. And we say, don't focus upon the positive part of them that's here in this physical shell of a person. Focus upon their vibrational escrow. Focus upon their hopes and dreams. Focus upon who they have become. Focus whenever you know what they don't want, you know what they do want. So every time somebody complains, go right home and say, well, I know what they don't want. What is it they do want? I know what they don't want. What is it that they do want? Until you've trained yourself into vibrational alignment with who they are. Now what happens is, not only is source energy over here calling them in the